Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
This week's Chicago school board meeting was filled with the normal fare, but members were distracted as their phones lit up with messages about what was going on outside on the streets. Federal immigration agents were out in force, and they were confronting protesters. Some high school students were detained. And then at one point, the news filtered into the board chambers. WBEZ's Sarah Karp tells us what happened.
The floor was ceded to Destiny Singleton, and her words silenced the room. She's the student representative on the Board of Education. Destiny is a senior at Ogden International, a diverse school in Westtown.
Recently, I've been surrounded by many, many students, CPS students from many, many different schools. And I just wanted you guys to know that we feel the weight of ICE in our city and in our country. And students have been posting minute by minute on ICE agent locations in hopes to protect our fellow students. And I feel like we shouldn't do this because we're children and we shouldn't need to protect ourselves in this way.
Like Destiny, for board member Emma Lozano, the pressure is constant. She's a pastor at a church in Pilsen, a community of Mexican immigrants.
They already picked people up this morning. I was on 21st and Polina. They were there. And we just need to work this out because our children are totally frightened that they're going to come home and they're not going to see their parents anymore.
That's why she and others are demanding a remote learning option for students. CPS's interim CEO had already said it would take the governor to declare a state of emergency for that to happen. Lozano took aim at that.
It is an emergency, period. This is an emergency right now. So we need to figure that out, whether we go to the governor all together,
yes,
we write a letter, we do what we have to do, we march, we do everything, but remote, it is an emergency right now, ahorita.
Interim CEO Macklin King responded to the urgent call, but she says she and her team are overwhelmed with focusing on teaching and learning, dealing with gun violence, and also getting daily reports about ICE activity. She asked the board members for their help.
We receive every single detainee, and we have to carry that throughout the day. So we're asking in this moment, activate your bases and your individual districts, talk to legislators, elected officials. We need help. And I guarantee you, if you bring it, we will gladly accept it and enforce it.
Board member Yesenia Lopez says the school district has to face the hard reality. That day, her community of Little Village was being targeted.
I know parents are fearing, with number of them either self-deporting or not leaving their house. If you were able to get up this morning, brush your teeth, take a shower, dress, and make it here without looking over your shoulder, that's privilege.
Destiny, who's not an immigrant, says no student she knows feels that privilege now.
We are terrified. Everyone is terrified, and I deeply appreciate the steps that CPS have done to protect us, and I urge CPS to do more and to continue and to protect us, because immigrants are amazing, and their presence in the city makes the city the great place it is, and everyone is under attack. It is just not Latinx people, just not immigrants. Everyone is under attack, and the people I love and hold dearest to my heart are afraid for their lives, and that is not okay.
After speaking, Destiny had to leave the meeting. She needed a moment. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.